Lawmakers spent morning to midnight at the Capitol, passing dozens of bills and sending them on to the governor, who will potentially sign them into law. None of them were budget bills, which means schools will have to keep wondering if the state will send money to help them open their doors on time. Community colleges and universities like Eastern, Western, and Chicago State will have to keep confronting hard choices about their futures, and organizations that rely on state money to support at-risk youth, sexual assault victims, and the elderly will have to keep cutting back and keep hoping for a breakthrough. Though the stalemate has dragged on longer than most Capitol insiders say they'd ever have predicted, there's a shot the summer could bring about a mini breakthrough. Tuesday morning, when Governor Bruce Rauner and the legislative leaders met briefly in private, Rauner pitched a stopgap budget, one Democrats were open to getting on board with because they say it's not tied to passage of his controversial turnaround agenda. It was a turnaround of his own. The governor had dismissed that very concept days earlier when it was floated by Senate President John Cullerton.
He said that I was prescient because I had suggested that we talk about a interim budget.
Problem was, Democrats say, the offer came too late. Democrats often use their control of the legislature to bend the rules in their favor, but to push through a brand spanking new plan in a single day, on the final day of session, was impossible. Instead, Cullerton and House Speaker Michael Madigan say they would assign a small group of legislators negotiating on larger budget questions to study it. The Republican leaders framed that as another example of Democrats stalling and trying to, they say, force a crisis in order to get a tax increase. But if that sort of fighting between Republicans and Democrats is emblematic of why Illinois has been without a budget for the past 11 months, yesterday it was a clash between Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate that held up getting a budget to the governor's desk. Last week, Madigan muscled a budget through the House that's widely viewed as unbalanced. Still, given that there are even more Democrats in the Senate than in the House, it would seem like an easy thing for the Senate to pass. Instead, when the Senate took it up late Tuesday night,
there are 17 voting aye, 31 voting nay, 10 voting present. Having failed to receive the required constitutional majority, the motion fails.
The House followed up with its own lopsided budget vote shortly after. Senate Democrats had passed over a budget bill that only covers spending on schools. It aimed to give education a big boost. As if to deliver comeuppance, many Democratic representatives voted no, making for another slanted result.
Please take the record on this question. There are 24 voting yes, 92 voting no.
President Cullerton brushed aside suggestions. It's an indication of deeper Democratic discord, noting that even if the chambers had been in agreement, it wouldn't have mattered. The governor had threatened to veto the big budget plan anyway. Rauner didn't even wait for all of that to play out to lash out at Democrats. At 5 o'clock, a full 7 hours before the legislature was done for the night, Rauner held a press conference to call the session a stunning failure. With Republican lawmakers lined up on the Capitol's grand marble staircase behind him, he made another pitch for a stopgap budget and for action on his pro-business, union-weakening platform. When prompted, Rauner said he too bears responsibility for the unprecedented situation Illinois is in right now.
Absolutely.
Then spent the rest of his response digging deeper into Democrats.
The Democrats have spent our state into the toilet for 30 years. We're like a banana republic.
That sort of talk isn't particularly helpful, said Senate President Cullerton.
You know what? I don't see the advantage in criticizing somebody you want to sit down with and negotiate with. It's kind of like, you know, starting to fight, insulting your wife. I don't like your mother-in-law. That's not the way you start off with negotiations.
But that's just how this round of negotiations is starting. Immediate meetings are scheduled to discuss a temporary budget plan. I'm Amanda Vinicky.